According to reports, Indonesian police pursued two 17-year-old high school students near a market on Monday and opened fire. Caleb Bogao was hit in the chest and died on the scene. Afrando Sabarofek was wounded in the chest and leg and reported in critical condition. As yet, there's been no public statement by police, but Caleb Bogao's family described the shooting as a political assassination and reportedly refused an apology sent by text message from Paulus Waterpau, the regional chief of police. The dead boy's father, the Reverend Obed Bogao, is active in a West Papuan independence group. Reports say he asked police to investigate both this case and an incident last month in the same area, Timika, when soldiers fired into a group of ethnic Comoros at a traditional celebration and killed two. Shortly after that incident, an Indonesian military spokesman said the soldiers had been attacked by a mob and fired in self-defense, but the regional commander, Brigadier General Supartidi, told the Jakarta Post that two officers were drunk when they fired into the crowd and had been arrested. Last month, West Papuan activists appealed to the Pacific Islands Forum to send a team into West Papua to investigate human rights abuses. The Indonesian representative bluntly told the forum to stay out of our business and not to meddle in the internal affairs of a sovereign state. There was no move to establish a fact-finding mission. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.